Blessing, and you're joining me for a very special Love Is Summit edition of the Erica Blessing Show. And today's guest is Bridget Flynn. She's a fantastic psychic, and she's got amazing gifts. We're going to tease you with about 8 minutes of a longer interview that we did for the summit earlier this year. It's really beautiful, and you're just going to really get into it. So please enjoy Bridget Flynn in this special Erica Blessing Show edition from the Love Is Summit. And we're going to tap in and see what we can do to just bring some light to this topic, this love topic, this way that people have sort of messed with each other for centuries. We're going to bring some light into this energy of love. So welcome, Bridget. How are you today?
Hi, Erica. I'm fantastic. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited, really excited.
I want to know, where are you in the world right now? Because I don't think you're in the same country as me.
No, I'm not. I made a lifelong dream come true about 2 weeks ago, and I moved to England. I'm in West Yorkshire, and I'm here for 6 months.
How beautiful. How fun.
Yes. It's stunning. It's exactly what my heart needed after being in, I've just been in cities or around major cities for a long time. And my heart was really calling for open countryside and history. And yes, so I'm really excited to be here.
Well, one of the things I think when we were working together recently, you said that being connected to infinite love is really part of kind of who you are, part of your core being. Tell us a little bit about that, and maybe how do you even know that with such certainty?
So being connected to infinite love as part of our core being, it is, how did I come to know that? I just had this, well, actually, now that I'm, that started about 10 years ago, maybe about 8 years ago, I had a vision, actually. And in this vision, sometimes I get visions and I'm just kind of like swept away by them. And this is one of them. In this vision, I had sat down to like just close my eyes and do a meditation. And all of a sudden I was in this room, this like, it was like out in space or something, but the room was a triangle shape, and the second I appeared in the room, I saw 28 other beings in front of me, just like energetic outlines of bodies, and I'd never seen anything like this before. And I could see this in their hearts, where their hearts are, this flame, this light. I'll call it a light. It was really like a light. And when I appeared in the room, I appeared right in the front of all of them. They were sitting down, and I just sat down in front of them, like a yoga teacher in front of the class, and I just thought the word connect, and the light in my heart went to all these other people, I guess people's hearts, and it all just, everything just connected. And then that energy, that what I felt was love, but it was like the essence of who we are, that love went right out the top of that pyramid, and then it washed down onto Earth and all over Earth and like through the Earth. And then I could feel it coming into my own body, like as a person, as a human. I was like, holy crapoli, what just happened? It was one of the most profound visions I've ever had. And it still affects me to this day just to even think about it. And so I want to start leading meditations like that, actually, but that's just a side note. I think it's really important. It's that connection between hearts that is infinite love. Does that make sense?
I do. And, you know, it's so funny because I'm a mom to 3 kids, and it's like love in the abstract to me is so cool, and I'm so joyful about it. And it's just so fun, like just tapping into that love loves you no matter what, and love cares for you no matter what. And there's so much love for you as a being just because you breathe. And I can tap into that so easily, like that effortless love, that big love everywhere. And then I'm sitting there in my house and I've got my children and they're snapping at each other or we're stressed out because we're late or someone didn't get their homework done or I haven't paid my bill. And then all of a sudden the energy of love is like, it's so different. Like then I'm here with people that are supposed to be the ones, you know, I love most in the whole wide world. And what can we do to kind of take it from that sense of, hey, it's true, it's all that is, to, hey, I'm here with my kid and we're having a fight.
Where is the love then?
Where is the love now, baby?
Oh, Lord, yes. I know that we all have that infinite love, that divine spark within us, that like, it's that love that transcends human love, you know? And so, but I think that the spark is actually, it's in human love as well. And, you know, when we, the message that I'm getting is like, when we feel this with anger, these emotions are, they're human. We're human. We're going to have them. And I don't think that we should shy away from having an argument or like to feel like super, like we're unloving human beings when someone makes us angry. And I think it's really important to, when you're having a fight with your kid, is to be like, that's like when you're like, I need to be present and to be really in this fight. And I'm feeling it's like, we just need to take a step back. Now, if you're like in fight or flight mode, that's a little different. When you're survival, when you're in a survival feeling, it's going to be a little different. But if you're like just having a fight with your kid, or you're like stressing out because you forgot to pay a bill and oh my God, is there going to be like a late fee? It's like, I just see it as, it's like, take a step back. It's like, they're showing me it's like dropping a cord from your heart right down into the center of the earth. Because at that moment, you're so like in your head and you're so like in your emotions that you need to ground right, boom, right there in that moment and be like, what is